This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's no magic to the phrase of radical Islam. It's a political talking point. It's not a strategy.
I have been all over President Obama's failed policies when it comes to destroying and defeating and containing radical Islam. I think his model of doing it is a complete failure, won't work. I've never doubted that he loves his country.
Boy, oh boy, two different types of opinions. Senator Lindsey Graham and then the president himself reacting to, of course, what's happened in Orlando, the president going personal on Donald Trump and defending what's his use of terms and saying, look, forget this. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So forget the criticism over it. And then Graham saying failed policies, etc., and goes launches into the anti-Obama convo. Just little snippets of the war of the words that are happening in your backyard and mine, all over the tube, radio, and everywhere else, because we've got an election, and that's it's a fiery one because there's a big changing of the guard in 2016. And guess what? We're closer rather than further away. It gives me chills when I think of 2 years ago talking about this already. We were talking about this. And then look what happens. What's happened since last June and where we are now on this road to Philadelphia and Cleveland. The road to figuring out what happened in Orlando is fraught with all kinds of challenges. New information coming out about Omar Mateen, the shooter, and perhaps his motives, and his wife knowing that something was happening and then telling the FBI that she tried to stop him, knowing about it, not warning them would be a crime. There is a chance she could be charged, and a grand jury will look at all of that information. So once again, I tell you, this show is America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney, and you, America, have a say in what's happening. And don't be afraid to let us know your feelings by sending me an email at americatonight.net or jamming on these numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Bernie Sanders is not going to go quietly. What's interesting is Sanders and Hillary Clinton met in a D.C. hotel to discuss what you discuss when you have a lot of candidates, not candidates, when you have a lot of fans in your back pocket who are voters, and Bernie Sanders wants a more progressive agenda. So at this point, when they were done talking about possibly raising the minimum wage, campaign, finance reform, universal health care, and more affordable college tuition, they agreed to continue to work to develop a progressive agenda that addresses the needs of families in the middle class, etc. So this was one meeting. Hillary Clinton won the D.C. primary on Tuesday. She wins the Democratic race. She finishes with an edge of nearly 400 pledged delegates over Bernie Sanders, but the rest will have to happen in Philadelphia. So the big question is, and I talked about a little bit last hour, when does Bernie Sanders decide to leave the race? Will he rally the people that have supported him, crazy crowds, behind Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton wants that. Of course she wants that. But I don't know if he's going to end his challenge before the convention. Here's what Ohio State Senator Nina Turner, who's a top surrogate who was one of the few invited to meet with Sanders at his home in Vermont on Sunday, she said she doesn't expect Sanders will end his challenge before the convention. She said it'd be a surprise if he did he's cognizant of the math, but said he would compete through D.C. and take it to the convention. He's a man of my word. She threw this in, I thought was pretty interesting. She said, it's like my Cleveland Cavaliers, you don't give up, you keep going all the way no matter what. And just so you know what that references to, if you're not a sports fan, the Cavaliers won an elimination game against Golden State and now have forced a game six, staying alive in the NBA final series in the race to win it all. So that was an interesting reference. That happens, that game, by the way, on Thursday. So the Sanders campaign has laid off a bunch of people. They've stopped trying to flip superdelegates into his column. I think it's leverage. That's what we call it, leverage. He does have some leverage, and that's what I believe is happening with meetings with Hillary Clinton. Has to be over, you want my people? Then you tell me what you're going to give me. And he definitely has progressive ideals. Will he prevail in that category? Will he get the assurances he needs if he were to come out and back Hillary Clinton and get and try to get his people interested in her campaign? Which, this is what happens in politics. You go after each other, and then the next thing you know, somebody's endorsing somebody else. It doesn't mean it has to happen, though, because he certainly has earned the right to continue to fight through the convention or all the way up to the convention or however they want to play it. He could have a big moment at the convention where he swings his endorsement toward Hillary Clinton. I don't know. It's pretty interesting to watch what's happening there. The other story that I said right at the top is the fact that the wife of Omar Mateen is now being investigated. The grand jury is trying to figure out whether or not there's enough to charge her, to officially charge her with anything, because of the fact that she knew. What did she know exactly? Did she know it was going to be the worst mass shooting? Did she know how many people were going to be killed or shot or any of that? But she did know. She did know that something was happening by the evidence we've heard anyway. That's my assessment. The grand jury hasn't said that. But, you know, the shooter supposedly might have called his wife from the nightclub while he was carrying out the attack. She definitely knew about the guns he bought before carrying it out. So she's probably going to be arrested. But she's cooperating with investigators. This is the deadliest mass shooting in our history. So if she didn't, you know, if she didn't tell anyone in the police department, FBI, wherever, about the pending terrorist attack and then lied to federal agents, that's a big one. They could get her for that one. But she, and especially because she said she tried to stop him, so that infers that, well, she must have known that he was gonna carry out an attack. Because if she tried to stop him, did she try to stop him beforehand while it was going on? Lots of questions. Stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, we're rocking into Odds and Ends here on America Tonight. Coming up, a conversation about being aware of your surroundings at the tail end of this hour. Also, we're going to speak with a woman who would love to be on Shark Tank and has an idea, a business idea, that is actually a pretty interesting one that could it could explode. And I love the whole idea because, you know, that's what we always talk about, small businesses and being an entrepreneur. And I love the tenacity of this woman, and you will meet her when we go to that interview in It's Your Business. All right, so how about this? What is the deal with alligators? An alligator dragged a toddler into a lake at a Disney resort. And then what's going on with, I know kids can leave your site. I know it's easy, it's one split second and that's it. But what is going through your mind? And picture this. Remember when your kids were kids? An alligator has your child and they're taking your child into Disney. What, at that particular moment, what is going on in your mind? What are you thinking about as that's unfolding? I mean, are you kidding me with that? Wow. I think that is such a frightening story. An alligator and a kid. Who wins that battle? And for Disney, what are they thinking when they get that call? Somebody get down there right now. Where are the animal people? Do something. And it was this lagoon. They're searching, you know, they're searching for this kid, supposedly. And this was an alligator near the Grand Floridian. Two-year-old. Wow. My gosh. Central Florida getting hammered. So, you know, first we have the kid in the gorilla exhibit, now the kid taken by a gator. And the latest I have, by the way, on this, because I have family that lives in Florida, And I'm asking them to give me the updates because they're right there, not far away, some of them anyway. And they're saying they're just searching for this child who was dragged in the water. Two-year-old, what they know is a two-year-old, Seven Seas Lagoon. Deputies were searching the water. They have the area cordoned off. And all they'll tell us is the child is missing. Oh, my. Yeah, what are the odds they're going to find this child? Let's be serious. That's just a crazy story. So people, I mean, nobody could help the kid. I don't know. This is where I'm confused. So I'm standing at the water's edge, or I'm standing back, or I have binoculars, and I see this happening with a kid, and it's a lagoon, and immediately someone's not doing something. Somebody's not trying to smack the gator on his head, something, I don't know. Where's the family? I'm not sure. Seems very strange to me, let's put it that way. That's why I say this is kind of the odds and ends. How about this? Cultural competency training. If I said to you, you have to go through cultural competency training, what would you say back to me? What's that? What does that mean? I happen to see a link to this. The University of Wisconsin in Madison, they're running the risk, perhaps, of some students being viewed as coddled and overprotected. But they say they're trying to create an environment where the slightest statement or action could provoke maybe some finger pointing on sensitivity. The university is saying it's going to require about 1,000 incoming students to participate in that training I just mentioned this fall. It's going to cost the school maybe up to $200,000 for that. Wow. And this follows protests over racially charged incidents at UW-Madison that they say may have been driven by ignorance rather than malice. And now they're trying to say, well, huh, maybe we should spend some money on these kids and making sure they understand what's wrong and what's right. The university said they're reviewing other suggestions from people, various people, to improve the racial climate on the campus. One of the things they're talking about is installing a stall seat journal on the back of doors and toilet stalls in campus restrooms and above urinals. The written message would address racial and cultural diversity on campus and the perceived need for more sensitivity when it comes to those issues. I don't even know if I can comment on this, to be honest, because you have to be so careful with that. Are we finger pointing? Are we calling people out? I don't know. In some ways, yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right, so this is what I love about this segment. And so it goes. What are we talking about? The quest to look good never ends, right? And I'll tell you what, and to feel good, more importantly, feel good. My pal, Stephen Hewer at Synergistic Nutrition, is amazing. Because of the One World Way I've been taking, I feel so much better. I have so much more energy because I have crazy long days sometimes, just like many of you. And I still have that kick. Go to the gym, get the One World Way, take the One World Way, taste good. It's like drinking a shake, feel good, get rest, and then really get that energy boost that I'm looking for. So do yourself a favor. If you're like me, you're juggling. If you're the jugular, if you feel like you're getting hit by the jugular all the time or in it, the thing to do is to go and check out Synergistic Nutrition. And there may be something else that you like better. Not just the whey protein. There are lots of other roads you can take go to SGN80.com, SGN80.com. And I love this story. I've said it before, but Stephen Huber approached me months before we even talked and said, would you try it? Or you can say no, but would you try it? And, of course, I did. And then the rest is history. And they have several products that work for, and it's just about getting that body running right. Air purification, allergy respiration support, amino acid stuff, the One World Way, and it's the probiotics, and it's all that stuff inside you that we've neglected for so long. So anyway, I'll keep you abreast of that progress on One World Way, but I really like it. It gives me, like I said, that extra energy where I'm trying to kick it into that next gear, and I just don't have it, even if I feel like I've gotten enough rest. And there's something about what I call juggling, and I know you completely all understand the whole juggling thing. It is like a circus, isn't it? All right, Donald Trump, his agenda. He's going to be in Georgia. He's going to go to a Georgia rally in Atlanta, Georgia. He is holding an event in Georgia. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton is off to Virginia to discuss defense communities and building on remarks that she made on Monday to keep America safe. And so that's what she's going to do. She's holding a presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, holding a discussion on national security with veterans and military families and members of the defense community, building on what she said, like I said last week, on keeping America safe. Keeping America safe. And then, I'm looking at my list, and then there is also a gun safety gala where you have in the Andrew Mellon Auditorium on Constitution. I've been there before. Promise Champions dance and dinner. Sandy Hook Promise hosts this annual get-together honoring the men and women from across the country for their work, they say, in violence and gun violence prevention. Hang with us. Oh, we got some good stuff coming your way on the flip side.
Hey, macchiato, some toast and some Marmite. Back up into the corner, spoiling for a fight. Kicking up the hot pots, hanging from the lamps. Avoiding everyday jobs, pulling off your pants. Give your food a trip.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
That's the she's my baby. My baby, my baby. And of course I'll do anything for her. Any piece you want to show her, honey. Show her, girl.
Time for another one of those It's Your Business. Brenda Musa joins us, and boy, she is on a quest to change something that's very, very difficult, I think, for so many moms out there when they find themselves, you know, they're traveling around, they're just running down out to go grab lunch with somebody, they're going to a museum, and you've got a small child, and you're changing diapers. And there have been all these stories about what's found on those changing tables. Some of us, if you don't have children or you have grown children, you know what it's like. You go by them and you see them and you think, oh, that looks terrible. And if I had a small child, grandchild, niece, nephew, or somebody with me where I had to change a diaper, I can't imagine even using that space. So, Brenda, did I accurately cover that? Is this what's happening to so many people?
It is, and unfortunately, it's happening more frequently than what we'd want it to. And on top of that, you also have issues with dads not even finding changing stations to even begin to look at them to see if they're worth changing their child on.
Oh, so that's a good one. So, right. Because there are a lot of men that sometimes are the care, they're in charge of child care, mm-hmm. Or it's a day where dad has the baby. It's something that we don't think about in this country, right? Because he's not going to go in the woman's room.
Right. And also same-sex parents, right? If it's a gay couple that has a child, where are they going to change them?
Wow. I'm surprised more people haven't, talked about this. So you saw this as an opportunity to create a product, do something different. What is it you're trying to do?
So we saw it as an opportunity based on experience, right? We have two well, we have twin 2.5-year-old boys, and through the course of just our day-to-day lives of changing diapers, we came across too many situations where there either were changing stations, but they were filthy, or if there, you know, there weren't changing stations, and we ended up having to go to the car. 19 degrees, it's raining, it's snowing, and we just said, something's got to give. We couldn't find anything, so we decided to make it. And our goal is to, for this to be in everybody's diaper bag so that they don't run into those situations and they're not exposed to some of the bacteria and viruses and E. coli and even drug residue.
Yeah, so tell us about Change and Go. Tell us what it is.
It is a portable diaper changing station that hangs from public bathroom stall walls or doors. You can change your child in the privacy of a stall. And then when you're done with it, you can pack it up and put it in your diaper bag and go on about your way.
So what's been the reaction to creating this product? What have you heard from people around you?
Well, the first thing we did is we did a product innovation research study where we surveyed 411 parents of two-year-olds or younger, and 89% of them said if it existed, we'd buy it. So that was our first sign that, yeah, people wanted it. And while we've been going through the creation of it, we've had a lot of parents try our prototypes, and they have loved it. Everybody we've talked to has loved it. They say it's going to make a big difference in the issue with no changing stations in restrooms. And so we're excited about it. Everybody's had been very positive about it.
Okay, as somebody who's now turned into a mompreneur, I love that term. When you and I like the fact you did, you know, 411 parents, and you listened to what they had to say. What was the most difficult part of creating this, coming up with this?
I think the most difficult part has been waiting. Waiting for designs to be done, waiting for prototypes to be built, waiting until we could get our hands on the next level of the product so we could try it and get parents to try it and see what the response is. That's been the hardest. And then really, just the whole process of business. I was a therapist prior to this, so running a business was entirely foreign to me other than my own private practice. So I've had to learn a lot about investor decks and spreadsheets and finances of running a business and business licenses and patents and trademarks. So it's been a fast and furious learning curve for me.
I like that, investor deck, spreadsheets, and that was smart, though. You jump into that, and you have to know that, right? So you look around you, you take a business class, you talk to people, and we live in a great age of people sharing that kind of knowledge, thank goodness. But there is a learning curve, isn't there?
It's huge, and, you know, you got to learn fast. Thank goodness for Google and Yahoo and all those search engines that allow you to pull up information so that you can self-educate yourself. And then thank goodness for people around us that have become good advisors for us that are successful business people that can help us and direct us.
Have you ever thought about taking the product and going on Shark Tank? I bet you a lot of people suggested that to you.
Almost everybody that we've talked to have suggested that. And honestly, we are avid Shark Tank watchers. We watch it every Friday night, and we make lists of questions that they've asked. And it's always been our expectation and dream that we would be on there. So there's no doubt in our mind we will at least get to audition for them. And, you know, hopefully the future's bright for that.
Yeah, no kidding. Because what would be the ultimate, I mean, if you were, and obviously I can tell you're driven and you have big ideas, what would be the ultimate goal, Brenda, for this product?
You know, originally we planned to make it, get it in every parent's hand, and then turn around and have an exit strategy in 3 years. That's a new term I learned. But as we've gone, we've had people tell us, you know, this could be a brand. You could really make some interesting products for parents on the go. So we're actually looking at making this a long-term business and branding, doing some branding on some products and see how it goes.
I love it. Okay, one of the things that you're doing is you're doing a Kickstarter campaign, right?
Yes.
So tell me about that.
So Kickstarter, for those that haven't had anything to do with it, it's an all-or-nothing type of campaign platform, which means we set a financial goal, which was $29,000, and people pledge rewards based on different levels of buying the product. If we reach our goal, then we get all those funds, which will be strictly used for manufacturing and packaging and distribution. If we don't reach our goal, then we don't get anything, and people don't have to pay. So our goal is $29,000. We're on our way there, and we definitely want to encourage people to take a look at it. You can get the product for almost half price, especially coming up this Father's Day weekend. We're going to have a great sale for Father's Day. So we're helping people go to Kickstarter and give it a chance.
Okay, so go to Kickstarter.com projects and look for Baby Change and Go, right? Is that how they find it?
Correct. Correct. And if they'll watch starting Friday night at about 7 p.m., they'll see that the product will open up a couple of rewards for the product being half price.
All right. Love it. Brenda Musa, thanks so much. Appreciate you coming on this version of It's Your Business.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Wow, what an interesting idea. Doesn't it get you thinking and get you kind of excited about, first of all, two different things, because from the business aspect, as she mentioned, talking about spreadsheets, exit strategies, learning things that she had to learn, making that jump from therapist to now running a business. And that's such a cautionary tale, because a lot of people assume that I'm successful at this, and I'm going to dive into this, and you don't know the things that you don't know about running that kind of a business. And you know, you think about the stories, and I have seen it when I was taking my nephew around. These changing tables were absolutely awful. So of course I always went to the car, and she's right, it would be raining, snowing. I can remember a time at the Jersey Shore where poor Owen, I was just struggling to try to get him into the back seat of the car, because there was no way I was going to use the changing table that we had come upon, let's put it that way. And then there's these wild, wicked stories about terrible, terrible, terrible bacteria that's on the changing tables, and even some that have really scared us, where they've talked about drug paraphernalia and other materials that they found on these tables. And the other point I thought that was so interesting and may resonate with many of you listening is the fact that you have a lot of men that are with, I've seen a lot of guys with, I know, their grandchildren, and they're helping out their daughter, their son, their daughter-in-law, son-in-law, whatever. And a lot. I've seen that happen a lot. I've seen that at parks. So imagine they're in charge and they've got to do the changing thing, but they have no place great to change them. And they're chasing around maybe a couple of really young ones, toddlers, who have diapers, and that's got to be incredibly frustrating. I think this product really has a phenomenal chance to go somewhere, because I think it is a very, very big, big problem. And I know some of you listening who also have had children can totally relate to this. Think of even years ago, if you were lucky, if you could even find a changing table. But what do you do? What do you do if you're that guy that has no place to change the baby or the youngster that's in diapers? The answer is just what I said. You're doing this in the back seat. You're trying to figure out a place where you can have a surface that you can do it, and they're wiggling around. And I mean, it really is and has to be pretty challenging for people out there who find themselves just in the hairy carriness of it all, in the middle of it, in the middle of the chaos, figuring out, what do I do? And, you know, how dangerous, how brutal are these public restroom changing tables to begin with? So it's kind of a twofold thing. You know, this is when you think of products, this is what you do. When you start to look at the reality, there is a good, this is why I think this has a good chance, because the reality is this is a problem that needs to be solved for so many people. Good stuff. Brenda Musa. And we wish them the best on their Kickstarter campaign. Hang with us.
You have haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Couple of days, the mass shooting, the horrific scene in Orlando, and the question becomes, and I've talked about this several times, what is situational awareness? How do you survive? How do you stay alive? How do you become aware of your surroundings? How do you survive a mass shooting? Is it possible? Of course it's possible. Some people were lucky enough to do that. Some people's instincts kicked in, and it's just about, I think, part of it being aware of your surroundings. Somebody who knows better than I do in a much different way is Dr. Joe Alton, survivalist and co-author of the New York Times bestseller, The Ebola Survival Handbook. We all remember that, of course. Dr. Joe, thanks so much for coming on.
I am so happy to be here, Kate. You're the first host that actually knows about situational awareness. That's awesome.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. You know, we're living our lives, we're busy, we're moving around, we're all of a sudden we're in crowded places, we're going to a festival, or we're at a convention, and we go in one door, we're talking to people around us, and not ever necessarily taking a survey of the land. Should you do a 180 and know what the escape route is? Should you need to skedaddle?
Oh, man, you really need to keep an eye out for what's going on. Don't walk around in the mall or don't walk around these public places, especially if there's a crowd of just staring into your smartphone. Look regularly for the nearest exits. That's very important as you walk. Get away from nervous, suspicious-looking people, people that are maybe dressed a little too warm for the weather. You know, if you hear things, strange sounds like gunfire, it may be gunfire. It might not be firecrackers. Evacuate the area without hesitation.
Yeah, and what about, it's not necessarily profiling, it's just being aware of people. I think sometimes you can tell. You can look, and if somebody looks a little uncomfortable, nervous, whatever, then maybe you want to get away from that person, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's something that is the key, is to just be aware of who is around you, who's looking a little off, you know, a little too nervous for walking, you know, into the Gap or into Old Navy. These are the kinds of people that, you know, may be up to no good. I mean, if it's not a terror event, it doesn't have to be a terror event. It could just be somebody about to rob a place or cause some other type of mischief.
All right, we're speaking to Dr. Joe Alton. And, Doc, what about hiding? Because this becomes the other big thing that people try to figure out. Is there a closet? Is there a place? What should I do? And we know in this last shooting, sadly, our biggest mass shooting, people hid in the bathroom, and some of them actually survived. Some of them were killed, but some survived. Some hid in other places, in dressing rooms, and same thing. Some survived, some didn't. What do you have to remember about hiding?
Well, I think the most important thing is to remember the three words, run, hide, fight. Just as a stop, drop, and roll saves the life of somebody on fire, then run, hide, fight, that might save the life of somebody that's under fire. And a lot of people think that they should hide first, but nothing beats putting distance between you and somebody that's wanting to do you harm. So run away from the direction of gunfire as soon as you hear it. It'll make it less likely you and the shooters are going to cross paths and end up in a bad outcome.
Yeah. How about the decision? So when you run, this sounds funny, but it's not funny. It's important. How should you run when you're running away from, let's face it, maybe bullets?
You know, that people that can run at an angle or people that can run zigzag, you know, that would be awesome if you could do that. I mean, in this type of situation, if you have your wits about you enough to say, okay, I'm running away, but I'm running away in a zigzag pattern, you are much more centered than I am. The bottom line is put distance between you and the shooter. The guy's probably not a sniper and probably not James Bond, and he probably is going to have a little difficulty shooting or at least killing somebody that is a moving target.
Yeah. We should say this. You're the speaker and host of the Doom and Bloom. I love that. Doom and Bloom is such a great name. Survival Medicine Hour. It's a syndicated podcast. And I mentioned about the Ebola Survival Handbook. You know, Ebola came and went, but it's not completely gone. Do you think there's sometimes what happens, because now we have Zika and there's other viruses that are popping up, it's like the virus du jour. I think it's important for people to not forget that there's all these viruses that exist and could pop back up at any time, right?
I am so glad that you mentioned that, Kate, because I'm also the author of the brand new Zika Virus Handbook that has just come out on Amazon, and also our other book, which has been a three-category Amazon bestseller, is the Survival Medicine Handbook, in which we talk about active shooter situations, what we're talking about now. But you're absolutely right. Every year, there seems to be some pandemic virus that has popped by. Ebola in 14, a chikungunya virus in 2015. A lot of people don't even know what that is, but that's a virus that's also mosquito-borne. And now Zika, and it just seems that these viruses, especially the mosquito-borne versions, are crossing continents. Zika crossed the Atlantic and is causing all sorts of problems down in Brazil. I mean, having some people even going to the extent of maybe we should cancel the Olympics.
Yeah, but they're not canceling the Olympics. So if you all of us, when you go out, mosquitoes, et cetera, what are some things people should be aware of? What can they do to try to avoid this?
Well, first off, remember that there are no, so far, local cases in the United States outside of Puerto Rico. So the bottom line is to not travel to areas that are this epicenter of an epidemic. And indeed, you know, you have to If you have tickets for the Olympics, then you have to make a decision as to whether you want to go into that area. Indeed, the CDC suggests that if you're pregnant or if you want to become mm-hmm. pregnant or if you are the partner of somebody that is either pregnant or going to become pregnant, that you might consider skipping this event. However, if you're going, cover yourself up, long sleeves, long pants, mosquito repellents, take the extra large can of mosquito repellent. There are lots of different types of mosquito repellents. There's DEET, there's Picaridin, there's IR3535, there's even natural ones. Oil of lemon eucalyptus will work as well. It's EPA approved, as a matter of fact. You have to remember that these mosquitoes will bite all day. They're not just dawn and dusk mosquitoes. So make sure that wherever you stay, make sure that it has air conditioning and make sure that there are screens in the windows and doors.
Oh, that's great, great, great advice. Dr. Joe Alton, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Go to doomandbloom.net. You can find him there. Have a great one.
Thank you.
All right, so you heard what Dr. Alton said there. Great stuff about the Zika. Remember, this is so true. I'm worried about it because of the rain that they've gotten in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. As you know, our satellite studio's there. I know a lot of you have the same predicament. And as he said, you know, if you're pregnant, want to become pregnant, your partner becomes pregnant, all that, people are skipping the Olympics in those situations. The most well-known person that I can think of off the top of my head is Savannah Guthrie, who does the Today Show. She's pregnant. She's not going down with the crew to cover the Olympics because of the precarious situation there. She's not going to risk it, obviously. And, you know, it's interesting. We start talking about mass shootings and what to do. Hide if you hide. If, you know, do you hide under a table in the same room as the shooter? Well, that's a sure way to probably get yourself killed. However, I mean, you can't beat up on the people who have done that because they're frightened, they're scared, something happens. It's about being aware. It's about what I said at the very beginning. It's that situational awareness. Just take that second. It's not being paranoid. It's not living in fear. It's paying attention to the surroundings, because now we do live in this kind of world where the chances may be very, very slim, but why not just look around, just know, what can I do, where can I go? You know, we have cell phones. Cell phones go off. That would obviously give away your location. Finding some kind of a barrier certainly would be much, much better. We know that at schools now, people are being taught ways to lock doors, you know, with whatever it is that they have around them that they can use, and that's worked for people. I think, to the doctor's point of, can you run at an angle, zigzag, make yourself a more difficult target, of course, is better too. There's pandemonium around you, chaos, you're hearing the pop, pop, pop. And that's the other thing that's, I think, very difficult. So these people were at a nightclub enjoying themselves, nobody's thinking of all the places something could happen. Are you thinking, yeah, there's someone's going to come in and there's going to be a massive, you know, shooting? But there was the one girl where they had the Snapchat. She was Snapchatting, and her brother released it, which I thought was a good thing. And you could hear the pop in the background. And remember, it doesn't sound like what you're expecting. It sounds like firecrackers. And in an area where there's a show going on, you could easily not hear it or think that it's something else. I mean, I think these tips are all good. The bottom line is, if you could do one thing and take something away from this conversation, situational awareness. Just pay a little more attention to your surroundings, especially in crowded areas. Stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.